Chapter 2, Mishnah 1, Ada Masa Choshen Bistei Halavan Erev Shvis. How long can you plow a white field in the sixth year? A white field, so that's not talking about not a tree field. It's talking about another kind of field. And he brings here in the introduction in the Karti, why was it called the white field? So two opinions, either because it lacks shade, there are no trees. That's one opinion. Or in another opinion, the grain whitens as it ripens. That's why they used to call it a white field. But basically what it's talking about is a field in which there was grain or pulse, or not a tree field, another kind of field. So when could you plow in the sixth year leading into the seventh year? When could you plow this white field? At shetichla halecha, until the moisture has dried up, which means kolzman shebnei adam choshim litter b'mikshas or b'midlas, that all the time people planted cucumbers and gourds. They used to plant cucumbers and gourds while there was still moisture around. So that was the time that you could still plow up until that time, because people were still planting cucumbers and gourds. That's the first opinion. Amar Rabbi Shimon, so says Rabbi Shimon, Nasata Torah Kol Echad VeEchad Biyado. If you say that, you've left it up to every individual to decide. There's no fixed time. Everybody might have a different time when they can plow the field. Ella, rather, he says, in his opinion, Bistela van Ada Pesach. You can plow it up until Pesach. Bistei Ha'ilan Ada Tzeres. And in an orchard, until Shavuot. So that's actually right, that's how it comes out, that you would be allowed to plow a normal field up until Pesach, and then you've got another, 7 weeks until Shavuot that you could plow an orchard with trees in it.